Okay, so it's Sunday, South by Southwest's over, and last night was the Liverpool Sound City gig at Latitude 30 Degrees, which actually went incredibly well. It started a little bit slow with a half full house, but then as soon as the first band went on, which was 28 Costumes, the place started to fill up, and in no time at all, we had a queue starting to appear outside. 28 Costumes did incredibly well. They've actually, out of that concert, they've been invited to go and record with Sony BMG as soon as they get back to the UK. So that's been a phenomenal result for them. After them, Hot Club de Paris played, and they said that this was the best gig that they've played. I think that was partly because they got a great reaction from the crowd, and I think the reason for the great reaction from the crowd was this kind of Liverpool theme that was around it. A lot of people had come because they knew Liverpool, they'd been to Liverpool, or they were interested in what was going on at Liverpool because of the incredible reputation it has with music around the world, and especially here in the US. So that went phenomenally well, and I think they've had a lot of interest from labels here wanting to talk to them about where they might take them in the future. So hopefully something will happen for them. Wax Planet played after that, and they did really well. I'm not sure exactly what's happening with them at the moment because I haven't spoken to anyone from the band yet. And then finally the Wombats came on, and they've had an enormous amount of attention while they've been out here. They did a fantastic show as well, and Channel 4 are making a documentary of them here at South by Southwest, which I didn't realise was happening when they were playing. And they've now, since that gig at Liverpool Sound City, they've been invited to go to LA and do a video with MTV. So, to be honest, the results have been fantastically positive. I'm just going to pass you over to a quick interview I did with Pete Wiley, who was the host for the whole afternoon and evening. And Pete did a fantastic job. He just talks so well to the American audiences here. Anyway, here's Pete talking about how the gig went yesterday.
I'm with Pete Wiley. You've been working quite hard before tonight, haven't you? What sort of things have you been doing?
I came over a week early and had to get up at 4 a.m. on Monday to talk. But I did the first ever interview about South by Southwest this year with a TV company, and then straight to a Radio 1. Because it matters to me, and as you heard, you know, when I introduced the bands tonight, I didn't just talk about the bands who are here. I talk about everything from Billy Fiori to the Bunnymen to the Zootons and Clinic. So to me, that's the important part. It's a whole 55 years of great music.
And events.
Hang on.
Sorry.
I have to mention Pete Wiley and the Mighty Water were great.
Absolutely. And events like this, they wouldn't be successful unless you'd done all that pre-publicity,
no,
would they?
Absolutely, absolutely. You need to get people here and you need to talk to them. I mean, people came and they wanted to see the groups, but we had to put it in a context. Because there are 1,500 groups here this week. The groups would have been great on their own without me, Gordon, right? Don't get me wrong. But if you put it in a context and say to them, this is where we're from, it helps them understand it. And that's what we need, man. And we had a great success today, man.
Absolutely. And I think we're one of the only cities that's actually presenting at South by Southwest, which makes us stand out as well, doesn't it?
I think Stoke was doing well, but Robbie Williams had to go to rehab.
You've seen lots of these evenings. How do you think this event went?
No, this went fantastically well. The thing that happens a lot at South by Southwest is people come early and appraise what's going on, and then people drift out. We built it up. More people were here as the night went on, and it's fantastic. And I think it's partly to do with my skills as an MC,
undoubtedly,
but also to do with it was a great night. People are friendly. Thing that reminds me of Liverpool in Austin is that people are really friendly.
Yeah,
and it's a similar thing to what we do, is let's make something happen. And it's funny, you come like 8,000 miles and you find the attitude you got back home. I think what we need to do back home is remind ourselves that we're pretty good. We're good at what we do, you know.
Thanks very much. See you later.
I'll see you in a bit.
So everything's over. Sunday, me and Chris and Mike went and hired some bikes and then cycled along an interstate with cars whizzing past us in an attempt to get to a mall. And then we kind of just got the bikes back in time. It's been a bit of a crazy day, but it's been good fun, actually. And tomorrow, well, the hideous flight from hell going back to Chicago and then to England. But it'll be good to get home, although I'll be absolutely knackered when I get there. So because the Wombats are probably undisputed champions of South by Southwest in terms of the British impression that's going on here from an unsigned band, I think I'll play out with a Wombats track. And this is Moving to New York.